couple of items that I need to bring to your attention. The first of which is the extras report, where we have made some slight amendments to the plan numbering, which is just around a typing error. And we've also put some revisions to the final floor space areas in there. Those floor space areas have all been revised down, but not by a significant amount, so it has no material impact on what we looked at. We've also today received a late item from Tesco in the Rushes, and they have expressed concerns about the retail impact assessment that was submitted with the application and the possibility that that might have an impact on their store. The reason that they've concluded that is around the figures that we used in the planning submission by Lidl. They say that those figures are out of date. We've put the submission to Lidl, who they've rebutted the, not surprisingly, they've rebutted what Tesco have said. So what we did to get an impartial view on it all is we sent both of those opinions to our own retail consultants, who looked at them and have stood by the conclusions that they've already made that are in the committee report. So their view is that the figures, whilst they were up to date at the time the application was submitted, when they have assessed the report for us, they extrapolated those figures forward anyway, so they haven't used out-of-date figures. So what you have before you is verified by our own retail consultants. So without further ado, the application, application number as described and address, it's basically for the demolition of all buildings that are on the site, the erection of a supermarket with a car park and associated landscaping. This is the site area in front of us. We've visited the site today, so you'll be familiar with it. That's the tool hire centre there. In the middle there, we've got the railway buildings, and then at this far end, there is the college annex that we glimpsed. We walked sort of up to approximately here when we walked down the road. Aerial photograph of the same thing. These are some photographs within the site. So we've got the railway buildings, got the tool hire centre on the front. This is the college annex with Travis Perkins behind. And this is a view from within the site to show it's basically hard surface brownfield site. Surrounding area, I won't go into these. We saw this today, terraced housing to the south of the scheme and surrounding the scheme. And there's also a stream in cutting at the back. This is a site layout that's proposed. So we've got the store building at the back of the site, which would sit roughly where the college annex and the railway buildings are. And in front of that would be a large car park for 132 cars with disabled parking spaces. Access off Station Road here in the corner, and two pedestrian accesses, one directly from Derby Road or the A6, and also a secondary access off Station Avenue to provide for residents of the area. There's also a cycle store, a cycle parking area in the corner here to allow some cycle access. These are the elevations of the store. The key ones are this elevation here, which is the elevation that you would see from Derby Road, albeit setback, and this elevation here, which is the elevation you'd see from Station Avenue with the service bay where my cursor is there. I've included this as a sort of visual concept of what the store may look like. It is from the original design and access statement, so the parking layout on there isn't quite correct, but it was just to give members an idea tonight as to how the scheme might appear. Key issues before us. Principle, we've obviously had to look at our retail policies. CS9 does allow for some out-of-town, out-of-centre retail, which is what this is, subject to it passing a sequential test and also a retail impact assessment. Now, both those have been supplied with the application and they've been looked at by officers but also, crucially, assessed by an independent retail specialist. And their view is that an adequate sequential exercise was performed, meaning that there are no other suitable sites in or nearer the town centre or the district centres that would accommodate the requirements for Lidl. They've also assured us that the Lidl application wouldn't have a detrimental impact on the town centre or district centres or in any of the investment that is planned for those centres. Mm-hmm. As part of that, because we've obviously got another application before us tonight for another retail unit, they've also looked at the cumulative impact of both those retail uses if they were to both gain planning permission. And their view is that there would not be an adverse impact in terms of retail impact on the centres, even if both were granted planning permission. So in terms of principle, our view is that it complies with CS9. Heritage is key on the site. A little part of the site in the middle, where the railway buildings are, is included in the conservation area, Ashby Road Conservation Area. So there's two issues we've had to look at there. We've had to look at demolition of the railway buildings and whether they are a non-designated heritage asset. Our view there was that the answer to that was no, because the significance of them has been eroded due to loss of surrounding buildings and loss of the whole concept that they were part of, and also because of the condition they're in and alterations that have taken place over the years that are quite unsympathetic ones. So the view in the report was that it wasn't a non-designated heritage asset, so it didn't have, there was no merit in trying to protect it. In terms of the conservation area itself, we've obviously looked at the appraisal. That tends to centre in terms of the significance of the conservation area on the gridlock pattern of streets and the architectural features and character that those possess. There's very little reference to the site other than as an area of weakness that perhaps needs to be improved, and also as an area that's been quite transient over the years. It's generally had industry that's changed and has reflected current times. So to conclude, we felt that the proposal complies with CS14 and that there isn't a substantial or non-substantial impact on heritage that we need to mitigate against. We've also looked at the design of the site, assessed it against leading in design. It complies generally with the guidance that's in there, and importantly, with appropriate boundary treatments and landscaping, it offers the opportunity for some improvement on the current site, which is in pretty poor condition and not making much of a visual contribution to Loughborough at all. Another issue that we've looked at is obviously employment. It was traditionally an area that was protected for employment in the local plan. That allocation has now gone. It's been superseded by the core strategy. The units don't provide a great deal of employment, and more importantly, they don't really offer themselves up to adaption for modern use in any particular way. And also, not forgetting that, the store itself would provide an equivalent, there's a suggestion in the submissions that it would provide approximately 40 jobs. We've looked at amenity, because obviously it's very close to residential properties. Concluded on privacy, dominance and light that there would be no impact, but that in terms of noise and lighting, there are potential impacts that we need to address by way of conditions, and that's what's suggested in the report. Highways, obviously also an issue. There's been protracted negotiations over highways which have involved Leicestershire County Council. They are now satisfied that the access to the store as shown is a safe one and that the layout is safe. There are some off-site improvements proposed. Some of those are shown on the drawings that are attached to the application. They're fairly small scale. They involve some recurbing, relining, a right turn lane into the site. But there is also a county-led scheme to improve the traffic control, the signal control junction between the A6 and Belton Road. And it's what's being offered here is a commuted sum towards that scheme. So that would allow for some changes to the signal sequencing and the way those junctions are aligned and set out, which the County Council have assured us would improve efficiency in the area to such an extent that there would be no impact from this proposal as a result. We've also assessed the layout within the site, and there's satisfaction that there's a travel plan being produced. There is good pedestrian access, provision for cycles. There's a bus stop nearby which offers transport choice, and there's also parking, disabled parking close to the store. The remaining issues on here really relate to technical matters around biodiversity, drainage and contamination. All of those, as you'll see from the report, we're happy that we can deal with by way of conditions to secure additional information if needed. So, summing up the planning balance, the proposal's considered to comply with the development plan. There's no substantial or less than substantial harm to heritage assets that needs to be offset. The design is acceptable and offers landscape benefits. There's no loss of employment, and technical matters and any harm to amenity can be overcome by use of conditions. So as a result, it's our recommendation that the application is approved, subject to all the conditions set out, which there are quite a few, and also subject to a 106 agreement to secure the commuted sum with regard to improving the junction. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Karen. We have one speaker, and that is Mr. Richard Hewson. I hope I've pronounced your name properly. Thank you. On behalf of the applicant. You understand the timing system, Richard? Then please begin as soon as you're ready.
Good evening. My name is Richard Hewson, planning partner at Rapleys. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak in support of the plan application on behalf of my client, Lidl. The development proposal presented to you this evening will provide a new purpose-built Lidl store on a brownfield site located to the north of Station Avenue, Loughborough. The site is currently vacant, and the goods shed in particular is in poor state of repair. We are pleased that following close consultation with the Council's officers to date, that the application is recommended for approval this evening. The proposed store will deliver a series of benefits to Loughborough. Since becoming vacant over a decade ago, the goods shed and surrounding site has fallen into disrepair. Although the applicant has spent thousands of pounds securing the site, it has attracted antisocial behaviour, creating a nuisance for the landowner and local residents alike. The proposal therefore represents an opportunity to regenerate the site and bring it back into a positive use. The redevelopment of the brownfield land is a core planning principle underpinning the government's sustainable agenda, as set out in National Planning Policy Framework. The proposed development fully accords with both national and local policy in respect of prioritising brownfield sites. The proposal will significantly improve the visual appearance of the site frontage viewed from Derby Road, bringing three different parcels of land that make no contribution to the surrounding conservation area context into a comprehensive whole. The new store represents a significant economic investment in Loughborough, which will create up to 40 full-time equivalent job opportunities at a range of levels, which will be offered first and foremost to local residents. Lidl are not currently represented in Loughborough, and the proposal will therefore improve competition, customer choice within the food retail sector. Highway improvements to the junction of Derby Road / Station Road Street have been agreed with Leicestershire County Council to ensure that the proposal will not have an adverse impact on the local highway network. In addition, Lidl will provide a commuted sum towards signalised junction improvements at Belton Road, Allen Moss Road, which will be secured through a Section 106 agreement. The proposal has been designed in a sustainable manner and will deliver a modern facility of high-quality design and landscaping. A boundary treatment that responds positively to the conservation area context will be agreed with the Council via a planning condition. The proposal complies fully with the sequential and retail impact tests set out within National Policy Framework. It should be noted that the floor area of the Lidl store has been reduced since the plan application was submitted in 2016, following a change of Lidl's design specification. This means that the net sales area has decreased from 1,424 square metres to 1,331 square metres. The accumulative impact of Lidl's proposal and a similar proposal by Aldi have also been independently assessed and found to be acceptable. It should be noted that the application received a significant level of support from local community during the pre-application process, attracting 941 comments, 90% of which were in favour. In addition, no objections have been raised through the statutory consultation process in respect of planning policy, flood risk, drainage, environmental protection, highways, or environmental health. I'd like to emphasise that the applicant has engaged positively with the Council throughout the planning application process. Extensive discussions have taken place over the past year to address comments raised by the Council, particularly in relation to critical highways and design matters, with a view to ensuring the scheme is brought forward which meets the requirements of the planning policy. In conclusion, the development proposed is deemed to be acceptable in planning terms and is reflected in the report presented to the Plans Committee, and therefore there are no outstanding objections from statutory consultees that need to be addressed. The proposal passes both the sequential and impact tests as confirmed by the plan officers and independent advice. The development will deliver a number of clear, tangible benefits to Loughborough and the surrounding area, in particular the sustainable regeneration of a brownfield site that has fallen into disrepair and represents a significant economic investment into the local community. On that basis, we can request that members of the Plans Committee carry forward the officer's recommendation and approve this plan application. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. OK, members, over to you. I've got 8 requests to speak already, so I'll start with Sandy, if I may.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wonder if I could ask the officer to put up the key issues, please. Thank you. I should explain that this application is in my ward, and I am very anxious to see this site brought back into constructive use. It has been derelict for over 10 years. You have heard the applicant use the term antisocial behaviour. I have to tell you, colleagues, that that's a euphemism for drug dealing and drug taking on the site. It's been a problem site for some time. And last summer, a young boy playing on the site was pricked by a discarded needle, and his family spent 2 very anxious weeks for him to get the all clear. And you might say, well, he shouldn't have been on the site, but 9-year-old boy in the summer holidays on a not a particularly well secured site. Something needs to be done with it. I have no objection to this application in principle. There is what was, I think, a very fine building on the site, but that it is no longer a very fine building. It is very dilapidated. The other engine sheds, the tracks that gave it context, have long gone. The design of the supermarket, well, with respect, it's going to be Lidl design number 3 off the shelf, but that's fine, because it'll be perfectly respectable and very, very nice. It'll look nice in the area. My biggest concern, of course, is employment. The Warwick Way estate, an area of high unemployment, is within walking distance of this site. So are the three closers on the other side of Warwick Way. So is part of Ashby Ward. And I'm hoping that some of the people in that area will find employment there. Amenity, well, will be very amenable. I shall like it. Highways, yes, it is a downside with it. It is on the Derby Road. The Derby Road is always busy. It's a busy, busy road at all times of the day. But we saw it today when it was reasonably quiet. I mean, an hour later, the traffic will have come to a stop. But I think the number of cars that this supermarket, this development is going to attract, will make very little difference to the traffic on Derby Road, because I think most of the people who will use the shop will be within walking distance. Drainage, again, it's a problem in the area. It's a problem on Derby Road. Derby Road, it doesn't flood. Water pools in certain areas of it. But they might use some of the 106 money to have a go at that. Ecology, well, they're going to put some bird boxes up and some bat boxes. I'm sure it'll be lovely. But I am really enthusiastic about this, because it is going to be so good for my ward, and I am prepared to propose officers' recommendation. And it's a deprived area, and I hope that this site, this application, will regenerate this area of town, which is no more than it deserves. Thank you. I won't say any more now at all tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Ian, did you say you wanted to second it?
I was going to propose it, but you've seconded it. And I agree with everything you've said tonight, Sandy. It is an absolute horrible, horrible corner of Loughborough, and this really is what it needed.
Thank you. Hilary?
Well, the two famous ones have got in about proposing it, because I was going to propose it, but I was also very happy to see that the 21 conditions that have obviously been worked out with the developer are strong and robust, and this is fantastic. Go for it. ASAP. Never mind start within 3 years. Get it finished within 3 years, I say.
Thank you, Hilary. Roy.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, principally, fantastic idea. Heritage-wise, I mean, as over 55s, Loughborough-ians know that 1960s, we used to have a railway there. I think it was a London and Northern line that went to Colville, so it's a lot of history. And I'm just asking if when they knock the old shed down, could they use some of the bricks to do like a brick
memorial
sort of thing, with a brass plaque saying what used to be there, you know, or perhaps incorporate the brickwork into the entrance of the shop, you know. That's one idea, because a lot. I mean, I know the local history society would love that sort of thing. The ecology, really. We mentioned that it's bit of a grotty site, but the Burley Brook that runs at the side comes down from the Charmwood Forest, brilliant wildlife corridor. Could we please have some native shrubbery, you know, incorporated? We could, and on the frontage, you've got some trees on the architect's sketch. Could we have native cherry, you know, to brighten up that bit of the A6, get the wildlife back and that, you know, get people into the store. The highways, it's a bit tricky, that coming down Alamos Road, I know for a fact, people now, because there's no right-hand turn, they go straight over to Aldi. So if Lidl could get that right-hand turn for people to come down, turn down, you get a lot more customers, you know. And that's my three things. Highways, get some wildlife back in the site and brighten it up. Brilliant.
Thank you, Roy. Just to let you know that condition 9 does require a planting programme to be agreed with officers. So can I go now to Renata?
Hello. Thank you, Chair. Yes, I was going to be kind and use the word tired for the site, but I think councillors before me have already expressed stronger words for it. I think mine's going to be fairly short and sweet here, that it does look in need of rejuvenation, regeneration, and I very much want to support this application on this basis. And I think the nearby junction improvements that could come with it will be very good. The only slight hesitation I had was that conservation area and the Great Central Railway perhaps wanting any sort of involvement in it or heritage sites, conservation area aspect anyway. So if Councillor Campbell is making some sort of amendment proposal to have any donations to any bodies like that of artefacts, I'd support that. But generally, I'm very much in support of this application, so thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Sue.
Yeah, I take it we're going with recommendation B. Yeah, there's A and B. So, yeah, no, I'm fully in favour of it, and long may it rain. Thank you.
David.
Chairman, thank you. I just wanted to say the best thing about this, I think, it's a brownfield site coming back into use, and we're not seeing housing put on it. It will be for an employment situation as well. Could I just one thing? I know we're saying, and the report is excellent. Could I just look at condition 6? And when you look at the Monday to Saturday, the servicing of the stores from 7 to 2300 hours for an opening time of 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. But on Sundays, it's still quite long in terms of servicing. And the servicing area is quite close to a property. So I was just wondering why there's a longer distance on servicing on Sundays when you've only got an hour either side of the opening times.
Can you address that?
Yeah. The servicing hours that we've got in condition 6 have come from the applicant's noise assessment survey. So we've just lifted them directly from there. Because those are what they have said. If we stick to those hours, there would be no significant impact on nearby residents.
Chairman, I just can't understand why they can get away with 1 hour either side on opening times in the week, and then we've still got to have servicing hours that long on a Sunday and bank holidays. And I would have thought that wants altering to an hour either side of the opening time.
I can't see that there's any particular issue with doing that. As I say, we've just lifted it from what we were advised would be the sort of minimum hours for harm. I would just like to also point out at this point that the actual number of service deliveries that Lidl gets is very, very low. It's generally only one vehicle a day, two perhaps at a busy time, such as coming up to Christmas. So I can't believe that reducing that slightly would create a huge issue for them.
Thank you, Karen. Christine?
Yes, I just totally agree about the everything that's been said. This was my stomping ground from when I was about 3 months old, you know. I was born very close to that. I knew all my friends, you know, all of it. We used to go dancing at the Little Hall Club. Oh, I know, being there. I don't want to say anything more. It's good, it's great. It's just across the road from my patch. And the heritage assets, It's quite clear. There's quite a lot in the report here. And the background, my mum and sisters and brothers, they'd catch the train and all of it. So I don't want to add any more. It's going to be good. It would be very nice that I think it's being said about maybe to. We know that it's a heritage site, and that needs to be fully recognised, and everybody knows what it was.
Thank you, Christine. Brenda?
Just a quick, Chair. I noticed some of the conditions on the lighting are quite strong there, and relating to the timings of lighting used and requiring further design. Specifications, especially if you've got the wildlife corridor at the back, can we ensure that at night when the shop is not trading that the light levels are as low as possible? Now I'm talking about that from a period from first-hand experience. We've got Travis Perkins, Wicks and that opposite, and it's something you didn't think about, that they have searchlights out at night, and you know, we've got to come back now and fight to have that removed. So from the offset, it needs to be acknowledged that the lighting, but next to a conservation area, and the light levels need to be very low, if not completely off when then the store is not trading. I know security comes into it, but I'm sure there are ways of getting around that. Thank you.
Can that be conditioned, Karen?
Yes, condition 10, which is a lighting condition, obviously requires submission of details to be approved in writing. So we would be able to address that as part of that. And the reason it's there is for ecology and amenity. So we'll be looking very thoroughly at those issues.
So especially for the brook at the back. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to the vote now. I have a proposition by Sandy that we approve officers' recommendations. That proposition is seconded by Ian Bentley. Excuse me, the officers want to talk to me.
Similar point to the previous application, there was a suggestion about amending condition 6, which I would be for the proposer to consider whether you wish to include that in your proposal. Alternatively, it could be moved as an amendment, and there are also the minor changes to the plans and the design access statement in relation to site area that need to be included in the resolution as well.
Yes, that's what I'm being advised to do.
The proposition includes all that that Michael has just said.
So the suggestion was that the condition 6 be varied to just the 1 hour either side of the opening times.
Yeah. Can I suggest we actually leave that to the officers? I'm sure they've made notes of the things we've said. And I think we can trust them to sort out minor things like that.
David?
Well, being as it was my suggestion, I noticed that the gentleman from the company here tonight, or their representative, and I'm sure he's took a note of it anyway. So just leave it.
Would the proposer please advise me what they want to propose?
Just the extra support.
Frankly, I am happy to go off. I have to say I am happy to go with officer's recommendation as it is.
Okay, the proposal is that we go with officer's recommendation as is, which includes the bit in the extra report on page 8 relating to condition 2 and condition 20. Okay, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's proposed and seconded. All those in favour, please show. Application approved. Thank you very much.